Welcome to the Jerry Vayner Show. My name is Greg Belfridge, filling in for Jerry today and tomorrow. If you've just joined us, we've been talking about bullying this morning, and a young 9-year-old North Carolina boy who wore a My Little Pony backpack to school was bullied for it. And by bullied, I mean he was beaten, he was knocked to the ground, he was called names. Well, we would all consider classic bullying, and no excuse for it, no questions about that. The school suggested that he not bring the backpack to school anymore, and the mom is livid. She thinks the school's blaming him for the bullying that took place. So do you think the school was wrong to ask him to leave the backpack home? Give us a call, 888-455-1360. Let's go to Joe in Bellevue. Hi, Joe. How you doing this morning? And we'll roll on. Let's go to Deb on the road. Hi, Deb. You're on the Jerry Vayner Show.
Hi. I have a son, and I always taught him for every action in your life, there is a reaction, and it is your choice as to what that reaction is going to be. And I would have had a conversation with him when he was even looking at buying this backpack that boys your age will tease. Is bullying correct? Is beating up correct? No, but kids will tease, and that mother set that child up. She's the one that should have been thrown to the ground and beaten, as far as I'm concerned, because you don't do that to your child. I mean, you have to teach them that their actions will cause reactions, and you are going to have to be willing to deal with that reaction when it's brought your way.
There's a lot of truth to that. I really appreciate your perspective. So you're saying, again, like me, you would have had the conversation with your kids in the store when they wanted to buy the backpack.
Absolutely. I would have told him, you know what, it's a great backpack, but you know what, it's going to get you teased, and I don't want to see you go through that. And I'm not saying that we should raise marshmallows. I'm saying that you have to teach your kids that when they do something, it's going to cause a reaction. And it's their choice as to what that reaction is going to be. And they have the choice of if they want to deal with that reaction, that's fine. But she set him up is what she did.
You know, really excellent points there, Deb. Thank you so much for your phone call. You know, I was thinking about this in a lot of different ways. How many times do we temper our actions depending on who we're around? Don't you temper your actions? I mean, I'm a very conservative kind of guy, and I'm on the air and I'm sharing my views, but there are certain people in my life I know if I speak that candidly, they're going to go nuts. So I temper my views, or I keep a lot of things to myself. I think that's a great life lesson to learn. Thanks so much for all of your calls. I look forward to visiting with you again tomorrow. The Rush Limbaugh program is coming up next. So long until tomorrow, and may God bless.
The Jerry Vayner Show.